Welcome to this special Italian wine podcast broadcast. This episode is a recording off Clubhouse, the popular drop-in audio chat. This Clubhouse session was taken from the Wine Business Club and Italian Wine Club. Listen in as wine lovers and experts alike engage in some great conversation on a range of topics in wine. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through ItalianWinePodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. And remember to subscribe and rate our show wherever you tune in.
Swirl, sniff, sip, sniff. While you drink, don't forget these tasting tips.
Hey, Julia.
Good evening.
Oh, my God.
How is everybody?
I can't believe you're here with us. It's a miracle. All right, listen, I get to do...
It's a bit surreal.
I know. I'll do a little bit of intro. So you just wait. Hello, everybody. My name's Stevie Kim, and welcome to Italian Wine Club. Thank you for joining us today. We are back after 2 weeks of hiatus. Some of you know that what we do for a living. We got really super busy for a couple of weeks. It was an absolute madhouse around here, 24/7 during the Vinitaly Marathon. Julia, you missed that. Lucky you. The entire team was engaged in a series of very first in-person events since the pandemic in Verona. So we were, needless to say, a bit crazed. It was an emotional roller coaster. It was an emotional journey for us all, but definitely engaging in every sense. We've just come up for air, so what do we do? The first thing naturally is to make sure we get our dose of our weekly Italian Wine Club on Clubhouse. So here we are, eccoci. While we were gone, the Italian Wine Club has reached 1,900 members and followers, so thank you all for joining and supporting us. As usual, one, this room will be recorded and may be replayed on the Italian Wine Podcast. In fact, today's call will be an open discussion to a new summer blog that we wanted on Italian Wine Podcast to feature guest podcasters with their favorite Italian wine producers. We'll get to this a bit later. Speaking of which, if you like to go on to wherever you access your podcast, please give Italian Wine Podcast a thumbs up to make us feel the love. We would really appreciate that. And all we do here and on the podcast in the name of Italian Wine is really a labor of love. During our weekly call, we usually start with learning objectives. Today, we don't really have any educational value other than that today is an informal chat mostly to share a bit about Italian Wine Podcast, a short history, if you will, so that you can contextualize how we nominate your favorite Italian wine producers to the show. I'm very excited because at the last minute, and I mean last minute like this morning, we pinged our past podcast producers and all but one were able to join us today. So let's start from the beginning. It all started with Julia Bruna. We just got her enrolled in on Clubhouse today, hence the party hat. Ciao, Julia!
Ciao a tutti! Hello!
Hi! How are you? Tell us where you are today.
Well, I'm at home in the Netherlands in a lovely place called Arnhem.
Is it really so lovely?
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. The weather is terrible, but you gotta see the positive. Yeah. But the town is lovely.
So let me tell you a bit about Julia. When she came into our lives, I love telling this story. She initially interviewed with her quirky Irish accent for an event management position with us. I definitely didn't think she was the ideal candidate to run around the world doing the crazies with us. But it was, I must say, karma kind of at first sight. I thought that she might start the Italian Wine Podcast with us. I was going to pull up your LinkedIn profile, but I couldn't find you. Could this be possible? Are you not on LinkedIn?
No, I'm not on LinkedIn.
I think you're not the only person I know. I mean, I don't know what to do with you.
No, I mean, I was the Italian Wine Podcast LinkedIn, but not on my, not with my personal stuff.
So listen, so how long were you with us? How many episodes did you publish? Because I'm looking at the SoundCloud right now. I just opened it. And the season one, I see dated
March 2017.
Yes, yes.
I did my homework.
you're such a nut. Listen, but we actually had started on 2016, right?
Yes. So there was a pilot sort of session of recordings with good old Monty Walden. But then it was sort of like sitting there, and then I made my own apparition.
So he did a bunch of recordings in 16. I didn't know what to do with them. We wanted to do the podcast, but I just, you know, of course, we didn't have the time. And then when I saw Julia Bruno, I was like, yes, this is it. She's the one. And you started the podcast. Tell us what you did on season one and two.
So, well, season one was really getting the podcast out there, getting it started. And really the idea was to put Italian wine on the podcast map because in a coherent way. And the first season really was to showcase these recordings, to launch the channels. The second season started in 2017 with a lot of live recordings going around a number of venues where we recorded tons of interviews during Vinitaly, during Opera Wine, and various other events. And then we sort of decided also to put together various thematic series, ranging from sort of geolocalizing producers based on regions to getting people in the wine business to talk about the business aspect of wine, not just the story about the wine from the winemakers. And we had some celebrities, producers, we had influencers. So it was really to basically show the potential of Italian wine in the various protagonists. So from people that make the wine to people that work around wine. I guess that was it.
So do you remember how many episodes we did? First of all, we only did it like twice a week, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't sort of like kept account, Stevie, but yeah, I was like, no, I'm not prepared on how many episodes I put out. But we used to basically broadcast on Tuesdays and Wednesdays with two different stories, two episodes per week. But I saw that you guys have been super busy.
Yeah, so.
And you're releasing a lot of material. Well done.
No, yeah. So what happened was during the pandemic, you know, like you said, you know, we mostly used to do the recordings. We used to make Monty do the marathon recording during our events, right? So on site during mostly, I suppose, Opera Wine and Vinitaly and Wine to Wine. These are kind of the main clue moments. And then once in a while, Monty would go on like this spring of like, you know, a slew of marathon of producers in one specific area, and sometimes they didn't even speak English, which was very interesting. But during the pandemic, first of all, you left. When did you leave us? I can't remember.
When I left, a pandemic erupted basically all over the world.
Yeah,
but
thanks,
pretty much
Julia.
That's the timeline.
Yeah, so when you left, so that was 2019, right?
Early 2020.
Oh, 2020.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. It seems like you left us many, many years ago. Anyway, so I was, of course, distraught. And I was so despondent. I didn't know what to do. And then we found Jacob, the military man. Actually, he's not. He's on holidays in Elba. But we found Jacob. And Jacob was really great. So Jacob said, listen, why don't we, during the pandemic, do other series, right? Since Monty couldn't come up to Verona because of the pandemic, and we didn't really have other events, he said, why don't we think about doing some other series? So I think we started doing the Everybody. Did we do that with you already when you were here? Everybody Needs a Bit of Chance?
We did a lot of seminars with Professor Scienza, but everybody, I think it's Jacob's good work.
So then Jacob, yes, had said, you know, why don't we do that? And we started Everybody Needs a Bit of Scienza just because, you know, we wanted to introduce Professor Scienza to the rest of the world, except he didn't speak any English. He spoke German, he spoke French, and so I did this thing called, I mean, I didn't really do anything. I asked him a question, I would, and then go do my thing. He would start to speak, I would make phone calls, I would do my, and I would come back after some time, he'd still be talking. So it was quite simple, really. And then the good community, the VIA community, they started translating some of this stuff, which was really wonderful. And then we started doing other stuff. And here I see Margarita. Ciao, Marge.
Hey, everyone. Yeah, I'm here. I'm just running, so...
Oh, can you just stop a little bit?
Yeah. Don't worry. Okay. I'm with you. Come on.
All right. So, Margarita, tell us when you took over from Jacob, because Jacob lasted about a year, right? 1 year, I think.
Yeah, probably around that. And me and him were starting to do the Everybody Needs a Bit of Scienza. So he decided to kind of leave it to me because it was like the most fun thing. So I would just do the Friday episode. And well, after that, since it was going good, Stevie decided that we needed to have one episode per day. So yeah, we started having, I think it was Joy first, reading Guide to Italian Wine. Gosh, I don't remember anymore.
It's called Jumbo Shrimp Guide.
Yeah, right, that one.
Yeah.
And she was
How
reading
quickly
it.
You forget? You just quit on me and you forgot already.
No, come on. It's just like a lot of things I have to remember now, new things. But anyways, and then everyone wanted to like start reading their own books. So I remember Monty was like, hey, I want to read my own books too, but he never did.
No, he did, so, actually. He did read his biodynamic books. Yes, hello.
Huh. Oh, sorry, I wasn't doing that. I said I was doing just Scienza.
Right. I think maybe maybe Joy was doing that.
No, it was old Jacob.
Oh, Jacob was still on.
Okay. Yeah, Jacob, yeah. And then we started introducing Steve Ray also. So he started reading his book, Get US Market Ready. See, that one I remember. And yeah, Monty kind of started just focusing on biodynamic producers in the Italian wine. And then from there, just we decided to get something new every day.
Okay, great. So I'm going to bring Joy on now. She's the current producer. Hey, Joy.
Hey. Hi, Julia. It's so nice to see you, or hear you, rather. Yeah, it seems like I miss you, Julia. I remember when Julia was
Julia.
There.
We miss Julia.
I know. I know, but I remember when she was doing the podcast, and she always looked so stressed out. I was like, I'm never doing the podcast. Here I am.
Listen, so can you try to now give an overview to our listeners before we bring them onto the stage?
Gosh, okay. So, yeah, no, actually, I started I wanted to just say something. Margarita said we started with the jumbo books. We did also, we did Sangiovese, Lambrusco, and other wine stories.
Right.
Yeah, we did both the jumbo shrimp books. And then, of course, yeah, the get U.S. market ready. And then also the, I think she said that already. But anyway, yeah, no, right now it's really packed. We have all, most weeks, it's six episodes a week now. On Mondays, we have Steve Ray's new show, which is, of course, a spinoff. So it's he's talking to people in the States about their, you know, different business experiences and stuff. It's really cool. He has his own style.
And then we'll have Steve like interview also our VIA community business, US focused business.
And he's so awesome, like so friendly, and he can keep the conversation going. Like he's I love Steve. So yeah, I don't know if he's listening. Up,
basically.
No. Anyway, so Tuesday we have Monty Walden. So he's been focusing on biodynamics and organic wineries. So that's his specialty, and he's just honed in on that corner, and that seems to be working out pretty well. He definitely has a lot of experience because of that book he wrote, and of course all of the other stuff he's done. So that's good. And then on Wednesday we have Voices with Rebecca.
Tell us about Rebecca's new series. I mean, it's really a great series.
It is. Well, over the last, like, I don't know how long, you know, it's become clear that there's certain, you know, avenues that need exploring, such as the premise of her her show, which is diversity, inclusivity, you know, all of this stuff. And so a lot of her guests are female, and, you know, they come from all different backgrounds, and each one has their own story on how they got to where they are now. And, you know, a lot of them are tackling issues in the wine industry that need to be addressed. And it's a really good show for sort of highlighting, you know, different areas that need improvement in the wine industry, etc., stuff like that. It's really good. And of course, Rebecca, you know, does a good job. I'm going to say that anyway, but she does a great job. So,
yeah. And I've met actually some of the speakers on Clubhouse, and then I suggested their name to you. So Clubhouse actually has been very good for us to discover new voices.
Yeah, I remember, I think you found one of them that I absolutely loved. It was probably my favorite episode. It was actually A.D. Smith.
Yes.
I think that was through, yeah, and that was through his SIPT. It was, honestly, that episode was with Rebecca was hilarious, and he's so awesome. That was such a good episode. I love that one. That was enjoyable.
Okay, and then on Thursdays?
It's a mishmash because we have so many things. Sometimes we have Clubhouse. Sometimes we have Giro d'Italia with Mark Millen. Sometimes we have, Masterclass that's going to probably coming out. Today we had this amazing episode, and I say this only because I interviewed this individual.
Yes. Hello, everybody. Joy debuted.
I did. You gave me like 30 seconds, yes, and told me, hi, interview this guy. And I'm like, who is this guy? And you're like, it's Robert Joseph. And then I called him Robert Parker.
Yeah, that's so. You guys have to listen to that at least the first minute. It's hilarious. Okay.
And then Friday is Ashensa, and Saturdays is usually Clubhouse or something like that. So,
okay, great. So I hope like everyone got kind of an overview of, you know, what we're doing in terms of the different series. So Joy, how are we going to put the new series, the summer blog? Where is it going? What day of the week?
Sorry, which new series?
Clubhouse.
That will likely be on Thursdays.
Okay, so we're going to put it on Thursdays. Okay, so I'm going
Thursdays or Saturdays, just because we just have so much going on, and I guess that's a discussion for our office meeting on Monday.
Okay, all right. Let's save them the gory details of yes, our stand-ups. So let's now, I would like to invite anyone who would like to propose any Italian wine producer you'd like to interview. So, you know, if you would like to nominate, please raise your hand and we will bring you up to the stage. Leica actually is together with Joy because we are doing a backup voice memo on her phone. But Leica, of course, is our backstage manager also for Clubhouse. So she will also help us pull people up. Cynthia, I'm just going to mute you. So that's there you go. Okay. All right. So let's start with, I see Brendan. Hi, Brendan.
Good day. Hi. Gentle ladies, gentlemen. How is everybody?
Yes. How are you? Where are you? Are you still in the Bahamas doing like your sabrage?
I'm in Vancouver currently, but I'm heading to Miami on Saturday, so I'm moving out. But if Cynthia has anything to say, it's always ladies first, so may I welcome that.
Hey, Cynthia, Brendan's letting you go first.
Thanks, Brendan. That's very kind of you. I'm very excited about this topic tonight because Stevie said, who do you want to nominate? And I had to spend all afternoon narrowing my list down to 9, so I've turned into Lon. I have way more things than should be had, but I had 3 groups: eco-friendly, Puglia excellence, and female producers. So I'd love to do Travalini, Fratelli Baralle, Dara Pri, Tasca di Almarita, or Umani Ronchi.
Oh my God. I think she's going to take over your job as the producer, the next producer.
Hello? That's my short list. I actually have more in here.
All right. Let's get down. I hope somebody's writing all this stuff down. Otherwise, we'll create a chat. I guess you can send it through also on the via chat. They all sound great to me. Okay. Let's go to Brendan now. Brendan.
I was going to make my list a little shorter than Cynthia's, and we all need some fun, and we need somebody with some substance and a little bit of fun in their life, and it's Sebastiano Rosa, previously of Sesakaya. I've sat with him, and he's just such an entertaining gentleman, so I really would like to hear somebody interview him.
No. I don't think you understand this game. It's you nominate, and then if you get chosen, you get to interview. You get to be the guest podcaster.
In which case that I did not understand the question.
But so you will claim your right to, to interview. Are you okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, great. All right, fantastic. Thank you, Brendan. All right, now let's go to Ciao, Paul. By the way, Cynthia and Paul, congratulations becoming the new Italian-wide ambassador from the Academy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stevie.
Congratulations. Okay, Paul, who is your favorite Italian wine producer you'd like to nominate to interview?
Okay, so...
I guess with your dog.
That's not my dog.
It's not.
I don't have it, but you might hear a lawnmower at any moment, but that's okay. I will tell you, I've listened to the Italian Wine Podcast, and I think that the best type of interview, or the ones that I enjoy the most anyway, are the ones where you interview a producer who is sort of the ambassador to the region, and he talks very generally about the grapes, but where the region is going and all of that. So, with that being said, the producer that I would nominate would be from the Oltrepo Pavese, which is, I don't know how many producers you've had from that area.
I think not that many. Do you recall any? It would be Julia. Julia, have we, I don't actually remember. Oltrepo Pavese, do you recall any producer? Julia Bruna?
I think I have a record here. There's Ottavia Giorgi di Vistarino. Conte Vistarino on Oltrepo Pavese wines.
Okay, so we have one out of like 650. I think,
just one.
Yeah, I think you can grab that one, Paul.
Okay, the producer would be Vigne Olcru. And I actually had a chance to visit the producer. His name's Massimiliano Brambilla. And actually, I met him through Expo. This was in 2015. And I actually, through our one LinkedIn contact, Stevie, was Farrell Mabry of the Italian Trade Commission. Okay. And I want to say, and he actually contacted me in my job when I was... just in my office, he had just had questions about the 3-tiered system. And anyway, he ended up putting both of us together for a meeting. And so I got a great tour of the area, and he actually submitted some wines to Five Star and they did really well. That was in 2019. So he makes very high quality wine. It's a brand new state-of-the-art winery. He does things that are a little bit different. So that would make him an interesting person to interview. But overall, it's a great area that I think is off the beaten path that many listeners would like to learn more about.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Thank you for your nomination and your interview. Okay, figure that out.
Can I nominate somebody for the interview?
No, Paul, you get to do that, Paul. Okay. You get to.
You should make it kind of more fun.
No, you know what? It's going to be called the Ambassador's Corner, the series.
Okay.
So it's anybody who is, who claims to be an Italian wine ambassador. You know, such as yourself, but also other people who are not certified necessarily, but anyone can be an Italian wine ambassador. We wanted to kind of make that love connection, you know? So, of course, you know, my team hates me because every time, every morning I come to the office, I'm like, I have an idea, and they're all running, but in the other direction. You know what I mean? So that was one of those just the other day. Okay, let's go to... Ciro, ciao Ciro, Ciro Pirone,
ciao,
come stai?
La fine del mondo.
That was really funny, the video you did at the airport. I love that. That was hilarious.
Yes. That's the only time we got to take off our masks, you know, so it was nice.
Listen, okay, so which producer did you want to nominate? You know so many.
Yeah, but maybe I'm biased to my own region, Campania, but also because I met this guy when I was there in Verona, which I never met before. His name is Roberto Di Meo, right? And he was participating to the Five Star Wines, and he's the owner of Di Meo in Campania.
Yeah, I know. We've drank his wine so much during the marathon. Yes. I mean, they're incredible.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it really struck me having a conversation with him without having met him ever, not tasting his wines, really right. Not knowing much other than the name. And it was so impressive. Reminded me of this very famous Neapolitan writer called Luciano De Crescenzo, which is really an incredible character. And together with that, he's knocking a bottle of his Fiano in my luggage, which I drank last week. And I thought the wine was phenomenal.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah. And then he told me, obviously, about the wines that he doesn't release until 15 years of age for Fiano and Grego, which I never had, but I'm sure they must be stunning. So that's definitely somebody I would love to interview and find out more about what he does.
Okay.
And, especially, you know, his
labor. That sounds great, Cito. You got this.
Grazie.
Okay. Ciao, Ciro.
Ciao, Ciro.
Okay, let's go to, I see, Valentina. Ciao, Valentina.
Ciao, hi, all. Hi from Moscow.
Ciao, Valentina. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Unfortunately, I'm not in Italy now and should be at home. In Moscow, but would like to come back.
Listen, what is going on in Russia right now with the COVID? I see that there are large outbreaks. Is that true? Can you talk to us about that or not?
Yes, a bit true. More people influence, and the government would like everybody to take a vaccine in order. In order we will be healthy, let's say so, and the restaurants now are closed for people who don't have a QR code, and QR code has only persons who made already done vaccine.
You know when?
So only outside al aperto it's possible to go to the restaurant without QR code now.
Oh my goodness. You know when we did Vinitaly in I guess the dog was yours. We did Vinitaly in March, and I was horrified because I stayed in Europe, and I saw when they sent back the pictures of Vinitaly, Russia, nobody had a mask on, and I freaked out. You know, I said, I'm going, you know, this is not a good thing for me. But it turns out that everyone had COVID already, so everyone was very relaxed about not wearing a mask then. This was in March.
Yes, probably it's our mentality is like that, our mentality.
All right, Valentina, let's go back to which producer, Italian wine producer, would you like to nominate?
As for Italian wine producers, of course, there are many, many excellent producers. But as for me, I'm fan of Piemonte wines, and for example at Opera Wine I was lucky to taste Bruna Giacosa Barbaresca Asile, and it was breathtaking for me, excellent silky wine. And also as for Piemonte, for example, maybe months ago I made wine tasting of Piemonte's wines available on Russian market, and Roania producer we nominated as best dolcetta that we tried.
Great.
That's my short list, but of course I can tell about Piera Pan from Veneto and a lot of producers from Etna DOC.
Okay, so let's try to figure out one producer you'd like to interview and get them on the list. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, great.
Should I tell now or how?
You can maybe send it on the chat. On the maybe on the Via Verona chat or something, and Laika will be she'll be collecting all the different lists.
Okay. Thank you.
Good to hear from you. Ciao, Valentina.
Ciao.
Oh my God, Alice Wong. Hello. Where are you? What time is it?
Good morning. Good evening. It's 2 a.m. here, 2:30.
You're so crazy. You're still quarantined, right?
Yes. Well, I purposely not try to fix my jet lag until after tonight, so it's not too difficult for me to stay up right now.
So Alice Wong, she's such a diehard. She's such a great member. Of course, she's the Italian wine ambassador for us. She came to judge at Five Star Wines, stayed on for Opera Wine, and then she was trying to get back, and you were held up in Milan because they claimed that you didn't have the proper document, right, for the vaccination.
Well, out of the 15 documents they need, I miss one of the documents was not quite up to their standards, so that was one piece of thing that I didn't have. But at the end, I got it 3 days later, so I made it back.
Oh my goodness. And now what is the protocol? How long are you quarantined for in Hong Kong?
14 days in the hotel.
Oh geez. Wow.
Yeah, today is day 9, so I'm almost there.
Right. Thank you so much for coming, Alice. And you can interview anybody you want. That's
all. Sure.
Who would you like to interview? Would you like to share with us?
Yes, actually, there is a producer I like to interview. His name is Stefan from Sciara. The name of the winery is called Sciara. He's from Etna. But if possible, I'm thinking if you can also bring up Alan in the audience. Alan is also a new ambassador from Hong Kong. He just became an Italian wine ambassador in March. Yeah, so we were talking the other day because Alan is actually the knows Steph very well, and maybe he will be a better person to talk about Steph.
Alan?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, so this is my first clubhouse, so thank you. I installed the app actually last night.
Yeah, you well, Julia Bruna did it this morning.
Yeah, okay. So I'm not the...
Welcome, Alan.
Thank you.
So tell us about this producer.
So this producer is actually a friend of mine, and he was born in Hong Kong, in fact, and then he went to LA as a sommelier, but he started his own winery on Etna with only 2 to 3 hectares, and he's making wine in a natural way, so organic and natural wine producer. And he has very good contradas under his name, like Fredo Di Mezzo, Shawanova, and so on. But he does not make contrada wines. Instead, he names his wine according to the elder truth. So a bit like what Gache did in the past. So I think it's not a lot of people is familiar with his wines, and I think I would like to introduce the wines to you guys.
What is the name of the winery again, Alan?
Shawa. So Hacienda Dracola Shawa. So S-C-I-A-R-A.
Oh, Shawa. Shawa. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, great. Great idea. Thank you very much, Alan. Looking forward
Thank
to
you.
That.
Thank you.
I'm just going to mute you. Don't get scared. Okay. And then we have Susanna Gold. Ciao, Susanna. Come stai?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I'm good. Hi.
Hello.
Congratulations to all the new ambassadors. So who would I nominate? Can I nominate somebody from every region of Italy or just one?
Just one, honey.
Oh, just one. Okay, Tosca. Alberto Tosca from Sicily.
That was kind of on Cynthia's list. I don't know. Okay, nominate maybe one more person.
Okay, Laura Durin from Liguria, who makes fantastic Pigato and Vermentino, and she makes sparkling versions, and she has these incredible caves into the mountains. So Laura Durin Liguria.
So we'll make you fight... battle it out with Cynthia for Alberto Tosca.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks for your nomination. I'm coming to New York in July, so I'll ping you.
Well, call me.
Okay.
We'll I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. Ciao. Ciao. Ciao.
Ciao. Hello. We have another Italian wine ambassador, Rashimi. Ciao. She's also the ambassador for Franciacorta. Hello. Oh, she's gone. All right. So if anybody else would like to nominate any Italian wine producers, please raise your hand and we'll bring you up onto the stage. Don't be shy. In the meantime, I think... Oh, she wants to come back up.
Hey, hi. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Fanny.
Hi. I have a very poor connection. I'm so sorry. We have had storm here in France, in my region, and technician has to come tomorrow, but...
Fanny,
I don't know
first
if
of all,
I can.
Congratulations. You are asking 1,000 questions in the class, but I guess you asked the right questions because you passed exams very well. And congratulations for that. We don't have a lot of French Italian wine ambassador. I think you are only the second person, I believe. Like 100% French, I think you're the only one. If I'm not,
I was wondering. Yes, I didn't know how much we are in France. I have always have a part of my heart in Italy because I have validated my enology class in Italy with my last internship there, and since then, Italian wines were always had a space in my heart.
Congratulations, so, Fanny.
Thank you.
Would you like to nominate an Italian wine producer to interview?
Yes. It's very complicated question, of course, because especially after following such a fantastic class, we have tasted so many wines, and I think the idea with this class was letting us know how much producers can take the unique the unicity of each grapes, each terroir, each place. So it's hard. It's a hard question. But there is one winemaker. It's a woman. I know her a little, so it's a little easier for me to talk about her. But I think I really like the way she makes wine. She is in Tuscany. Her name is Francesca De Benedetto. She makes wines since 2008, so it's a pretty young project, but she's talented to me because she makes very elegant wines. She is able to produce sparkling, white, red, Vinsanto. She's Italian and she's based in Arezzo, Valdichiana.
Okay, Valdichiana. Okay, very good. Okay, Fanny,
yeah.
Great idea. Love it. Okay, so we'll be in touch with you. Laika will be in touch with you to coordinate all of these different interviews.
So much. Sounds good to me. Thank you very much.
Okay. Ciao, Fanny.
Ciao. Bye-bye.
Okay. So we are going to go to... Oh, wait. Let me... Before we go on to the other guest, let me go on to... let's see. Jacopo. Ciao, Jacopo.
Hi, Stevie. Ciao, hey. Giulia. Ciao, Margen. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Jacopo.
Hello.
Listen, so you would you like to interview an Italian wine producer as well?
Oh, yes. I was thinking about Arpepe.
Oh, Arpepe.
Yeah.
I think we did. Monty did interview Arpepe. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think so. But
but you would like to interview them again?
Yeah, or maybe another Valtellina producer such as Triacca. So someone from that area. I love that area. Actually, I love the expression of the wines, and I love the aspect and all the work that the producer have to do in such a difficult area to grow grapes.
Yeah, it's the heroic viticulture, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Already, good idea, Jacopo. Love it.
Thanks.
Okay. Let's go on to Lan. Ciao, Lan.
Ciao, Stevie.
Okay.
Evening a tutti.
Ciao. Of course, Lan is our VIA coordinator. He's been working a lot lately, which is not his usual style. He likes to delegate everything, but the past couple of weeks, he's been working very hard. That is obviously a joke. Ciao, Lan. Listen, Lan, you only get one producer.
Oh, that's a tough call then.
Yeah. Hello.
I have
to. Who would you like to interview?
I want to maybe interview Marco Grazia and the Barolo Boys, one of the Barolo Boys, and the owner of Tenuta. One reason is because the name of the property is so difficult to pronounce. You know, yeah. I just want to challenge myself a little bit.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Okay, all right. I think I'm not sure if we did Marco di Grazia. At some point, I think we may have, but I don't know if Giulia remembers. Giulia Bruna. Giulia, do you remember?
I don't think so.
I didn't find any episodes from. Marco, okay, Grazia, right. So.
Okay, so we can do that. What do you think, okay. Giulia? Should we
like- I approve.
Oh,
although
you.
I thought Lan wanted to interview Monty.
Yeah, that's one option.
Okay.
Great. That's a good idea to drive him crazy. Okay. All right. All right. Thanks, Lan. I'm going to move on to Xiaowen. Ciao, Xiaowen.
Ciao, Stevie.
Congratulations, Xiaowen.
Thank you, Stevie. Ciao, Giulia. Nice to see you here.
You look so happy.
Yeah, I'm looking happy on the picture.
All right.
Okay. So, yeah, I would like to interview Alina Fucci.
Oh, Alina
I think
Fucci.
She's an inspirational figure as a female winemaker, also first generation winemaker. So I think there's a lot of story to tell. Also, I think she represents the region of Basilicata. And even during our course in the Via tastings, the titolo was very impressive. So I think that will be very interesting to interview her.
Okay, great. You got it.
Thank you, Stevie.
Prego. Okay, we're going to move right along. And I have, Rashim is back. Ciao.
Hey, Stevie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm sorry, I pressed the wrong button when you had spoken my name earlier. I have fat fingers.
No, come on. So would you like to interview a particular Italian wine producer?
Yes, so I've been very fascinated lately with Sicily. We all know Sicily has great climate and very diverse soils. And not only are they high quality wines, I think they're wallet friendly and food friendly. And one producer which specifically comes to mind, they produce around 20 of the varieties, especially the native ones, is Don Affogato. So I would love to interview Antonio or Jose, for that matter, both of them, the Rallo
family.
Which
would you prefer if you had to choose, Jose or Antonio?
Antonio. I would like Antonio, yes.
Okay, I'm sure we can help you do that?
Because with his 20, you know, they have like 20 native varieties of Sicily, and they have 4 wineries, and their wines are so accessible and elegant and food friendly. And Sicily definitely, you know, needs some love in the international world.
You know, I don't know if you've been following our Clubhouse series with the Three Musketeers. They're the three musketeers. They're study buddies, basically. And, of course, Gabriele Gorelli has become the master of wine, the first master of wine. But Pietro Russo, he's passed his practical.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and he is the winemaker for Donna Fugata. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, I did not know that. Yeah. I wasn't aware.
Super smart guy. We had him also come on as one of the judges. Actually, he was a panel judge for Five Star Wines. So hopefully you get to meet him soon. Fantastic guy. Super, super smart. And I hope he will become the next MW.
Oh, that's a tall order. I wish him all the best.
Yep. So, yeah, that's great. I don't think we've had, I think we had Jose. I have to go back to Julia. Julia, we did interview Jose at one point, right?
Yes. Yes, I actually remember her interview very well because she sang on the show, and she has a fantastic voice as well.
Right. So Antonio would be a good choice then. Great. All right. We'll reach out to you to figure out when you can actually do this.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you, everybody. Okay.
Take care.
Thank you. Ciao.
Allora. Okay, Lance. Hello, Lance. How are you?
Ciao, Stevie. I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. Lance Laspina.
Correct. Half Italian, mezzo Italiano.
Yeah, where are you from?
My grandfather was from Sicilia, at Romacca, a small town in Catania.
Okay.
But I live in Los Angeles, but my wife and I have a small place in Tuscany. Halfway between Firenze and Siena.
Fantastic. Right in Chianti. Listen, Lance, yeah. So would you like to participate in the Ambassador's Corner by interviewing somebody?
I would love to. Okay. Absolutely, yes.
Who would you like to nominate and interview?
Okay, so close to where our place is in Chianti is a small producer. They're actually located in Panzano in Chianti, and their name is Panzanello. The brand name is Panzanello.
Okay.
And the family is the Samaruga family. It's husband Andrea, wife Yole, and 2 sons Giorgio and Carlo. And like I said, they're a small producer of fantastic Chianti wine. I'm a little biased because I'm friends, but honestly, I wouldn't drink their wine if I didn't love it so much. And they make a Classico, a Riserva, and a Super Tuscan called Il Minuzio. And all of it's wonderful.
Do they have a particular story, you think? A special angle?
Well, Andrea, he studied originally, I think, to be a financial advisor. His grandmother acquired the property, I think it was back in 1964. And he didn't start producing wine until 1995, around thereabouts. Because he was in Rome studying to be a financial advisor and didn't like what he was doing, and asked his mom and his parents if it'd be okay if he moved to Tuscany to take over the family business, and they agreed. And so he learned all about wine producing at that point, and since then has done very well for himself.
Great. Alrighty, we'll get you on the list. Thanks for participating, Lance.
Hope to meet you. Thank you for bringing me up. Yes, me too. We're coming back in September, so. Great. I don't know if you'll still be there, but
I actually live in Verona.
Oh, I love that's one of my favorite cities in all of Italy. It's so beautiful.
Great.
Okay, we'll come up. We'll come up and visit.
Okay,
thank you.
Great. Looking forward
bye-bye.
To that. Ciao, Lance.
Ciao, ciao.
Okay, Chico. Ciao.
Ciao, Stevie, and hello, everyone.
Hello. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so happy.
She's our new Italian wine ambassador. Listen, Laika actually has a message for you.
Yeah, Laika. Would you like to?
Laika.
Yeah.
Laika. Yeah, actually, it's Joy, but we're sitting beside together.
Yeah, no, basically, Checo, I emailed you the other day. I wanted to know if you got my email.
I didn't receive any email from you.
Okay, I will resend it then. That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah. We wanted to invite you.
Rebecca wanted to interview you for her other series.
All right.
So
I'm glad to.
We'll get that taken care of. So, Checo, would you like to yourself interview? Nominate and interview an Italian wine producer?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Marchese di Barolo.
Okay.
Yes, and this
and
is
who
because...
who would you like to interview from
the Abbona family, Ernest, Anna, and Valentina and Davide. But whoever is available, I think it will be wonderful to interview, to hear their story and the history of Barolo.
I'm pretty sure we've interviewed Valentina. I'm going to go back to Giulia Bruna, my historic recording podcaster. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm the podcast historian. Good evening. Yes, we did interview Valentina a couple of times within the years.
You know, maybe, Checo, maybe you can interview Davide.
Davide?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's just generation. In school. Yeah. And
really?
Maybe he can be an interesting person to interview.
Yes. And then I'd like to highlight this year, 2021, La Città Italiana del Vino Barolo is recognized as Città Italiana del Vino, so the Italian city of wine. So also for this reason, I'd like to focus on Barolo to be the protagonist of the Italian wine.
Okay.
And Marchese Barolo is the historic wine producers, and their history is the history of Barolo.
Great. I think some... Barolisti will argue with that, but
okay.
but that's fine as well. Okay, Checo, you got this, and we will be reaching out to you to try to harmonize everybody's agenda. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
And congratulations again.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to, let me just quickly reset the room. This is Italian Wine Podcast, and we're talking about Ambassador's Corner, which will become the new series, kind of the summer series for Italian Wine Podcast, where our Italian wine ambassadors can interview their favorite Italian wine producers. So it's a guest podcast, and I love the idea, and I hope, Jill, you'll be up for the job. Hello, Jill. Ciao.
Ciao, Stevie. How are you? Hi, everyone.
Oh, my God. It must be like so late or early for you, right?
It's 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was time for you to get up anyways.
Okay. How are you?
Good, good. We just had the marathon. We missed you.
Oh, don't go there. I'm so desperately wanting to get back to Italy. It's tough, but we'll be there soon.
Okay, I know are you in lockdown again?
No, everybody else is. We're about the only state that's not in lockdown at the moment, so we're just waiting to go back in.
Right.
But I've just been vaccinated, so I'm so excited. Yay!
Great. So hopefully you'll get over somehow, sooner or later.
Oh, you know I will. Yep, thinking about boats.
All right. Listen, in the meantime, Jill, maybe you can interview your favorite Italian wine producer.
Which I'd love to. And I've got a couple that I've been thinking about. One, of course, is I'm looking at female winemakers.
Yes.
Because we have a bit in common. So I'm thinking Cristiana Tiberio, because we both make Montepulciano.
Great, great.
Would be really cool.
I don't think you've met her, actually. Let me go back to
the fantastic
podcast historian, Giulia Bruna.
No. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Julia.
I don't think she's on the podcast. So Jill can go ahead.
Okay. you get,
oh, that would be, that'd be fantastic.
You get the green light from Julia Bruna, our podcast historian. I love
Yoo-hoo!
Do you have anyone else in mind?
I do. I was thinking about Anna Martin, who's Vinodiana. She's up on Etna, and she's an Australian living in Etna and making wine up there, which would be really, really interesting because she's also an Adelaide girl, so she comes from the same town as I do. And I think it would be really interesting to see her perspective on living in and working really closely, you know, in that community on Etna. So, yeah, she'd be the other person I'd love to interview.
Okay, great. That's fantastic. So great to hear from you, Jill. Thank you for staying up or
waking up. I've just got up.
Yeah.
but thank you. It's so good to hear from you and to hear your voice. It just makes me miss you all so much. And congratulations to all the new ambassadors.
Yes, congratulations indeed. It was very emotional. You know, it was just, you know, when not just the ambassadors, but when we saw everyone. We hadn't seen each other in 2 years.
Oh, gosh.
So it was just very, very emotional for everybody. I think everyone just, you know, got...
It would have been amazing to see your room full of people just, you know, communicating and studying and enjoying each other. I'm very, very jealous and I wish I was there.
Yeah, you'll get here soon. I can feel it.
We will.
Okay? Alrighty, thanks, Jill. Okay, I'm going to take the last speaker, Juliana. Juliana Colangelo.
Hello, everybody.
Congratulations, Juliana.
Thank you. It's really exciting. So thank you for the great opportunity. It was a really great week.
So, Juliana, listen, you can interview somebody, but it can't be one of your clients.
Oh. Okay, there's a new client.
There is a catch. Okay.
All right. I was going to suggest Sebastian from Podere Le Ripi. We just started working with them recently, but I guess I'll have to come back with another idea.
Yes, they're doing
a lot in sustainability, so I thought that would be an interesting one. But I'll come back with another idea.
Okay, sounds
good. An unbiased one.
Okay. On that note, I am going to close up the room. Thank you all for participating. Oh, I see Hugh Priest, Fermented Boss, and front row. He does a call every Monday around 6 p.m. Please check that out. He corrals a bunch of Italian wine ambassadors, and I know he's been going on for a very consistent mode. So thank you, Fermented Boss, Hugh Priest, for doing that. Of course, we just saw each other. I hope to see you soon. And that is for now. I want to thank everybody. Of course, Julia Bruna, who's come back to give me some records straight. It was, we called her, we pinged her at the last minute. So thank you so much for doing that. And of course, Joy, our current Italian wine podcast producer, with Laika, the backstage manager. And of course, Margherita, she's gone to Ferrari, but she was our producer. Jacopo, Lan, Xiaowen, Cynthia, Paul, Chito, Valentina, Alice, Alan, Fanny, Lance, Chico, Jill, Juliana, Hugh Priest, Gislin, Mary, Aurora. Oh, Annie, congratulations to you too. Christina, Corinne, and Kevin, and everybody else. Thank you for coming. That's it for now. See you next week.
Bye. Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.